Figure today we'll try to take a little bit of chizuk from the Gemara we're learning. We're supposed to be learning a very special parak. I'm sure everybody's enjoying a parak that's full of tremendous lumdus and just beautiful ideas. Parak of Ben Tzora Amora. So I'm sure you're all aware, Ben Tzora Amora is Nidon Al Shem Sofo. Ben Tzora Amora is judged upon what's going to be in the future. It's not about what he's done yet. It's what he's going to do, what we presume and assume that's going to happen based on his actions now already to some degree. He's Nidon Al Shem Sofo. There's a very famous question that many Mefarshim ask, that we know the famous pasuk, how Yishmael is judged by Sheru Shom. That Yishmael, unlike this Ben Tzora Amora, is only judged as he was then. He's a little child, he's crying out to Hashem, and Hashem saves him. And there's a famous medrash, it's brought down, Rashi brings it down, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to Zion Mebez, of how the Malachim came to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Malachim said, "Mishasidim ban of Lahamis as Benecha b'tzameh." Out of Yishmael is going to come his lineage. His people are going to kill us with thirst. How are you saving him? Why are you saving him? Also, in other words, basically, Nidon Hashem Sofo. It's inevitable. It seems from this medrash, Malachim were saying it was also inevitable that Yishmael was going to eventually, mamish, be a murderer and destroy Klal Yisrael. So why are we saving him? So Amar Lahem, Hashor Tzadiku, or Rasha. Right now, Hashem says back, right now, what is he? Is he a Tzadik or a Rasha? Amar Lo Tzadik, he's a Tzadik. Amar Lahem, Basher Usham, Eini Donas Olam El Bishato. The Medrash says, Rabbeinu Shlom says, Basher Usham, as he is right there, right now, that's how Yishmael is being judged. Right now, he's a Tzadik. Right now, he's done nothing wrong. I'm going to save him. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Yitzchak ein donin es adam elufim masav she'osu shah shenamar kisham elukim el kol anar b'asher isham. Yishmael was judged as he was. And the famous question, why is he judged as he was? Why is he any different than the Ben Tzora Amora, who's Nidon Hashem Sofo, who's judged on what's going to be? Why doesn't that same logic that the Ribbono Shel Olam applied to Yishmael apply to Ben Tzora Amora, or vice versa? There are a few answers to this. I think the most famous of answers, maybe some of you have learned, there's a difference between how a Yid is judged and how a non-Jew is judged. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges a non-Jew, any Yehudi, b'midas din, judgment. What you deserve, you get. That means what you deserve right now. Right now, Yishmael deserves to be saved. In the future, maybe he'll deserve to be punished, so that will be then. Us Yidden have the schus, the Ribbono Shel Olam judges us b'minas rachamim. Nidon Hashem Sofo, as you learned the sugya, is yom hazakai v'ayom hazchayev. It's tremendous rachamim. It's saving that neshama from much worse punishment in the Olam Ha'emes. It's yom hazakai v'ayom hazchayev. That death of the Ben Tzora Amora, that death is a death of rachamim, of mercy from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We believe in a much bigger picture than what we see. And sometimes things that we perceive as negative, as not so great, as not in our best interest, really have ultimate pleasure for us. Because Baruch Hu always has us in the best interest. That's what rachamim is, mercy. That itself is a beautiful lesson in understanding. We always were going through life and there are trials and tribulations and difficulties. A lot of guys in the room might be going, they're in the midst of already or starting to date. And as you're dating, you'll see there are a lot of bumps on the road at times. There are ups and there are downs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has us in his best interest. It's all rachamim. Things that might not go in the right way, you'll see, Bezer Hashem, they always go in the right way. And that's the Ribbono Shel Olam having us in mind. That's Nidon Hashem Sofo. That's rachamim. I could talk about this for the next 20 minutes, but it's not where I wanted to go with this. So last year, I think it was, I saw in the Emri Baruch, Rav Simon brings down a different answer explanation to explain the difference between Yishmael and Ben Tzora Amora. An idea from, he quoted about Rav Matizio Solomon, Mashkiach of Lakewood. And he says something very beautiful. He says, we know by the Bensor Morer, so the Pasuk tells us, in Enu Shemea Kolavi V'Kalimo, he had no sense of Shemiah. He wasn't listening to his parents. As opposed to Yishmael, we see in Parshas Vayera that the Pasuk says, Vayeshev in Perkaval, Pasukhaval, Vayeshev Mimaparn, Vatikach lo imo isha meret Mitzrayim, that his mother took for him a wife. Imagine that he was even listening to his mother when it came to Shiduch. Imagine that Vadi, he was listening to everything else then. His ears were open. In fact, I was thinking the name itself, Yishmael, Yishmael. He was willing to listen. He had a midah shmiya to him. As opposed to the Ben Tzora Morah, the Ben Tzora Morah had no midah shmiya. Einenu shomea. When a person is not listening, when a person's not willing to listen, there's no hope. There's no hope for tshuva. There's no hope for rectification. There's no hope for tikkun. There's no hope for growth. We have to be willing to listen. And listening doesn't just mean with our ears. Listening means with our heart and with our mind. That's why we find, actually, that Yishmael himself actually did tshuva, Rashi tells us, right? Then in Parshas Chayesara, so what do we find? When Avram dies, but Yikbru so Yitzchak v'Yishmael, both Yitzchak and Yishmael bury Avram, and Rashi says Mikan she also Yishmael tshuva, v'hoylech as Yitzchak lefana v'yiseva toyve shenem ba'Avram. That he let Yitzchak go in front of it. Yitzchak v'Yishmael, he did tshuva. He had kavod for Yitzchak. Rashi says he did tshuva because he had a midah of being able to listen, as opposed to the Ben Tzora Mora. You know what it means to listen. You know what it means to listen? Listening doesn't just mean, again, with our ears. It doesn't mean just to hear. Right now, I think everybody's listening. You go through, every week, you hear different drushes and different, we have Musa every Monday, you have Parsha B'Machshav, you have Ashkafa with Rabbi Kamenetsky, and constantly you go into Shiurim, and you're constantly listening to ideas, but that's only with our ears. How many of us are listening with our hearts, are listening with our minds? That's what a Yisro was, by the way. If we go back a couple weeks, so we know the famous Rashi, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro listened. And Rashi says, Mashmua Shama Uba. What did he listen to that made him come? What did he listen to? So Kriyas Yamsa, Mechamas Amalek, the Gantz Olam. Everybody listened to that. Everybody knew about that. Everybody heard these stories. You don't think that was going through the world? You don't think those events, if Yisro heard them, you don't think his whole community heard about them? These grand miracles. But Rashi's emphasizing, it wasn't just Vayishma Yisro. Vayishma is Mashmua Shama Oba. It was, he was listening with his heart and listening with his mind. He was open to change, open to internalizing what he was listening to. That's the difference between listening and really hearing. That's such emphasis on Vayishma Yisro. Us in our religion, we have such an emphasis in Yiddishkeit on listening. Perhaps, how some would say is the most chashuv pasuk in the Torah, the pasuk that people, thousands if not millions of people, have left this world saying, Shema Yisro, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema. It starts with listening. To listen. That's where our growth comes from. That's where any change comes from. You know, this week said we also read about the ear a little bit, right? You guys all know the famous halacha, I'm sure was darshaned to some degree, of how the Eved who decides to stay with his master, so he's taken near the doorpost and his ear is punctured. And there are different ways of explaining. Basically, he didn't listen to the Rabbanu Shalom. And many ask, why his ear? What did he do? He was a ganav. He stole, so his hand could have been cut off or punctured. Or Rav Goldwicht, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, that Zatzal, the Rashiva of Karen B'Yavna, as in the Sefer, on this pasuk, on this discussion, how he explains the reason why his ear is punctured is because that was the source of where he messed up. Meaning what? The ear, listening, is what is the source, the shorish of all growth, of all change, of all understanding. The reason you ended up stealing, the reason you ended up deciding to be an Eved, all that's because you didn't listen well. You didn't internalize the messages. What is all the discussion we have with the Rabbonu Shalom? Is listening to the Rabbonu Shalom. That's our interaction with the Rabbonu Shalom. You know, the Gemara Baba Kama, Pehem Abay, says that if you blind somebody, if Simas Eino, so what do you have to do? You have to pay Nasan Deme Eino. You have to pay, you have to evaluate, and you do, and you figure out how much the value of his eyesight was that you've damaged. But if Chorsho, if you damage that you caused the person to be deaf, Nasan Deme Kula. Then you have to pay for the whole person. Sumas Chash of Kameis. Lo Elena, we should never know from such Nisyonos to not be able to see. It's Chash of Kameis to some degree. See, Chas Musar and Chaim Shalevis has a beautiful idea on that. What that means when you're Chash of Kameis, because you're Suma, you're not able to help people in the same way. You're not able to see people's pain. You can't be a nice saying. That's what it means to be Chash of Kameis. It's all those different people for another time. But still, if you blind somebody, nothing to be ano. Charsho, you cause someone to be deaf. So what happens? Nothing to be kulo. There's no existence anymore. If I can't listen to somebody else, if I can't listen to be able to learn how to grow, so it's not worth living. It's as if I don't exist. As well, just hit me once to say. In Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah tells us 48 things, qualities, midos, avoidos, that the Torah is in the Torah nicknitz ma'abrish monadvarim. That you could be koina the Torah, that you want to acquire the Torah, connect the Torah. 48 things. Ve'elohein. The first is v'talmud, actual learning. That's very obvious. That has to start off, right? Talmud Torah. But what's the very next? The very next nekuda, the very 48 kinyonim ha-Torah. B'shmi'as ha'oizen. Listening with your ear. You're learning. What do you mean listening with your ear? Are we ever not listening? Are we ever not listening? Our ears closed, you know, our eyes, it's very easy to close our eyes. Yeah, the Gemara talks about how we could use our earlobes to close our ears if necessary, but how often do we close our ears? Whoever closes their ears? Our ears are always open. We're always listening. But at the same time, there are people who are never listening. Vayishma Yisro, Mashmua Shomo Ba. The Shmiya of Einunu Shomea B'kol Av V'kol Imo. You'd think that Ben Tormar didn't listen, didn't hear the parents telling him what to do. He heard it, but it was meaningless. He didn't internalize. It was nothing within him. How often is that us? You know, there are a lot of famous stories of such. Just give you the Derech Mashal story. You know, a Rav sees in his community there's a certain individual in his tzibur that's full of kas. He's always angry and letting out that anger on other individuals. So he prepares 1 week a drasha about anger, mamish, he's going to blow away the tzibur. Blow away the tzibur. And he gives mamish, unbelievable, and everyone mamish was so inspired, so special. But it was all really for that one individual, right? And that one individual, he comes over to the Rav after and says, mamish was such an unbelievable drasha, you have no idea. And the Rav's feeling like, wow, you got it, this is amazing. And he says, yeah, Yaakov needed that so badly. It's so good that you did that. He heard it. He didn't hear anything. And we ourselves have to ask ourselves, how often is it that we go to a shir, we go for chizuk, or somebody, a friend of ours, gives us an eitzah, a parent gives us advice, whatever it might be, and we're listening. And at the moment, yeah, it's great, it feels good, it's great, it's inspiring. What does that translate into? What are we listening with? Are we only listening with our ears? Or are we listening with our hearts, listening with our minds? Are we allowing the words of Torah, the words of Chizuk, to change ourselves? As the Ramban tells us in his beautiful letter to his son, Igeres Ramban, that when we finish learning, what do we have to do? We have to what? Techapes b'asher lamadta, im yesh dav asher tuchel l'kayma, right? Something, I might paraphrase that a little bit. We have to look into what we just learned, if there's something that we could establish within us, something we could walk away from. We have moments of inspiration where we're hearing things that are exciting, inspiring. How often does that change us, that alter our way of life? We have to make sure that it is. If not, we're not listening to anything. How many times have we sat here together and I've said over words, it's all Torah, it's whatever the Siyata Dishmaya, whether they're words that are meaningful or not, I hope it's all Torah, so it has to be. But how often is it that that's meaningful in the sense that I'm a different person because of it? That's what it means to really listen. Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should all be Zoicha, to start to really listen, to listen with Pnimios, to have deep Shemua, and that should have an effect on changing Zoicha through that to just grow. And the listening should help us grow. Everyone should have a beautiful, wonderful day. Well, Bez Hashem, see everybody next week.